It doesn't make seed, though. It's just a tassel, is right.
Well, what about squash? Do they raise?
Yes, yeah, a lot of squash. I had right here where this little green spot is by my garage, I had 6 rows each of the yellow neck squash and cucumbers. We raised quite a few cucumbers.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're planted in hills. And I put in the deep freeze. I had squash for dinner yesterday in my deep freeze. I put in, I guess about 15 pints.
Mm-hmm.
But a pint is almost too much for one meal.
Mm-hmm.
So what is used, I put in the icebox, and the next day Johnny cleans the dish on it. He loves squish.
Oh, yeah.
He calls them squish.
He calls them squish.
He would gather them for me every day because I couldn't stoop over and hold my head over my head rolls.
Mm-hmm. Well, what types of melons?
Not too many. There's a few cantaloupes raised.
Mm-hmm.
The musk melon is brought in, I think, from Missouri, but the regular cantaloupe type is the little one, and it's, I don't know, they may be brought in. We see quite a few on the streets and in cars.
Yeah, watermelon.
Some watermelon. Carl raises watermelons out the barrack here.
Oh.
They don't do as good as they do in more sandy soil.
Mm-hmm.
They need the sandy soil. And they need water. And
mm-hmm.
if you get lots of good rain the bottom off, you don't have watermelon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's Margaret.
I forgot she was
Margaret. Yeah. Well, did you
talk sure like she's a little bit kid.
Oh, did how about those things that grow in the woods or in the fields that little umbrella shaped things? Come up after rain?
Well, it's a fungus type.
Mm-hmm.
We call them toadstools.
Toadstools.
And they're perfect and symmetrical and built. But if you touch one very hard, it'll fall apart.
Well, now, are those the ones that if you eat them, that they're...
You don't eat toadstools.
Oh, you don't eat them.
Mushrooms are different.
Oh, they're different.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yes.
Now, are toadstools poison?
Oh, yes. Oh, I've heard there were. I never ate any.
Mm-hmm.
Mushrooms are shorter, chunkier, and smaller.
Oh.
I buy the sliced ones all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But you can see what they look
mm-hmm.
like.
They're
see how short that chain is
short.
There?
Mm-hmm.
You raise them in a room partly darkened or in a greenhouse partly darkened.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some places they do find them wild.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not eat one that had been picked
mm-hmm.
outside.
Because
I would only.
Might be poison.
Yes, because you can get poison in mushrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very delicious, I think. I like those, and I like the water chestnuts. Of course, water chestnuts come from overseas.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have those.
Mm-hmm.
But the mushrooms are good.
Well, what would people, in addition to pipes, what would people smoke like?
We better smoke a peace pipe for long. If they don't, why are we going to have war? They would smoke cigars and cigarettes, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And there's not any tobacco raised around here, so all of that is brought in commercially. But I raised a stock of tobacco out here in my yard. I found it said nicotine on it.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't say tobacco. And had the prettiest little, they look bluish looking in the daylight, but at night they look more browner. And it smelled just like tobacco. It had a big wide leaf like this wide mullein. Well, that's what it's made of, the leaves is where you make. Now, where my uncle, afternoon, said in Tennessee, over in, what county is, anyhow, quite about 56 miles where Peter lives, they raise tobacco in the fields, and they go out and buy the crop right there.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed last night the Burley Tobacco in Paducah, Kentucky, which is not too far from here, the Burley Tobacco Company
mm-hmm.
was having good yield
mm-hmm.
in there, bringing the tobacco in. It has to be gathered a certain time. And the tobacco worm is the worst thing you have to deal with. They have to be picked off by hand.
Oh.
You can't fertilize them. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can't insect
mm-hmm.
spray.
Mm-hmm.
And they're a big old gruesome green looking mm-hmm. thing and crawls like that little horn stuck up.